Trying to be like Jesus Christ. CTR Ring, a Missionary Tool by Nicole Jukes. My name is Nicole Jukes, and I am 11 years old. I live in Belchertown, Massachusetts. I am one of only three Latter-day Saints in my middle school. This has been a big change for me because I just recently moved here from Utah. Since not many people in my school know about the church, I have a great opportunity to do missionary work. I wear my CTR ring to school every day. People look at my ring and ask what CTR stands for. I always reply, "Choose the right," and they say, "Cool," and move on. One day my friend Christine noticed my CTR ring and asked what it stands for. I answered, "Choose the right." Christine said, "Wow, this is cool." Then she asked me where I had gotten it. I said that I got it from my church. Then she asked me how much one costs and if she could buy one. I said that I'd get one for her for free. She acted surprised and said, "Thank you so much." I got a CTR ring from my primary president on Sunday and took it to school on Monday. Christine was very excited and said thank you so many times. She continued to wear it every day and was always telling me how neat it was and how much she loved it. A few days later, another friend named Julie also noticed my CTR ring. She noticed that Christine had one too. Julie thought they were neat and asked where we'd gotten them. I asked her if she would like one and she said, "Oh yes, please." Now when Julie sometimes says the Lord's name in vain, she'll remember and say, "Sorry." And when older kids swear around me, she'll say, "Don't swear around Nicole, she doesn't like it." It is nice to know that even though my friends do not belong to our church, they are still trying to choose the right and stand up for me. I have learned from living here and having many friends who are not LDS that most people are still really good people trying to do good things with their lives. I hope the CTR rings continue to strengthen Julie and Christine and that I can continue to invite them to church and church activities. I hope we can all continue to be good missionaries no matter how old we are. Fixing David's Bike by Hannah Hoyt. My brother David, age 3, had a little bicycle. One day he left the bike out in the way of my dad's car. His bike got run over and the little axle was bent. David was sad. His bike was too broken to ride. A couple of weeks later, I said, "David, let's try to fix your bike." We brought the bike out onto the driveway and tried hammering the axle to straighten it. It didn't work. My little sister Heidi, age 5, came out. She had a bike like David's, and that day her wheel had broken off. She told David that he could have the axle and the other wheel from her broken bike. Then David scraped his knee and had to go inside. I took the axle off Heidi's bike, and then I went and asked Dad to help us. I helped Dad get the tools to put one of Heidi's wheels on David's bike. Soon the bike was fixed. I went inside to tell David. He came out, and he was really excited about his bike getting fixed. He did not care that his old wheel was black and the new wheel from Heidi's bike was purple. He got on the bike and rode around the driveway really fast. Mom and Dad watched him ride, too. I was happy that David's bike was fixed. I felt glad that Heidi and I could help our little brother. End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ.